most precious Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we are grateful, Father, that we have this grace, Lord, once again to come before the throne of mercy, to learn at your feet, to hear your word again. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you did for us since the Sunday school this morning, Lord, and in the main service also. Thank you for your word of deliverance, Lord. Thank you for great things that you have been doing in the midst of your people. Lord Jesus, without money, without price, Lord, we cannot even buy this or see this, Lord, in any denomination. We are grateful, we are thankful on today. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the Holy Spirit, the way he gave the message to the messenger of the age. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for faithful servants of thine that have been taught by the Holy Ghost, Lord, to re-echo only what the prophet said. We are grateful, we are thankful on today, Lord. We are not feeding the people, Lord Jesus, with local wheat. We are not feeding the people, Lord Master, with we are not feeding them with anything that is law of denomination, Lord Jesus. Oh God, we are being fed with your word, the unfailing law of flesh body of the Son of Man. We are grateful, we are thankful on today. Thank you for what you said concerning this same word. You said this word, Lord, we receive rapturing faith. Father, we are grateful. We are thankful on today. Master, Savior divine, we pray you take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Loving Savior, we commit ourselves to your great holy hands once again this evening. Help us, Lord Jesus, as we hear, O living God, your word again. May your word mean something to us, Lord, Master, and do something in our lives, O loving Savior, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for granting this request, Lord. Lord Jesus, at the end of the service, may we have more cause to glorify thy great holy name, Master. Thank you for granting this request, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. You are welcome to the last service of the day. Before we take the scripture, can we have our seat, please? I want us to sing this hymn. Let's sing it with meaning in our hearts. 167, The Old Rugged Cross.
Cross the emblem of
That is our beginning. That is where we began. And that old rugged cross, praise ye the Lord. Every son and daughters of God had one day at Calvary. Oh, glory be to God. We bless the name of the Lord, for God himself, he came down to shed his blood for us. Brother said, because that blood was holy and perfect, then the loosening must be what? Perfect. Praise ye the Lord. Let us stand on our feet as we read the scripture, Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah chapter 53. We read verses, because of our time, we read verses 1 to 10. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form, nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow, and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our face from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our grief, and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we were healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death. Because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. So last Wednesday, we've been on this sermon. This for some time now, but we see how to continue with the sermon. Last Wednesday, we were looking at the side of him. Of God himself coming in flesh to die for us on the cross at Calvary. I still want us to look at some of the things that Brother Abraham said along that line before we continue. Let me read from this psalm, if you quickly get it, an absolute that Brother Abraham preached in 63, December 01. And the morning. And absolutely, we listened to it about, I think, the other Friday. An absolute. In the tape service. Okay, sorry, paragraph 112. Paragraph 112. Let's listen to the prophet. And he had this, okay, thank you. And he had this condition. He was talking about Job. And he had this condition, and everything was gone against him. Then he saw the vision of the just one. He wanted to find a man who could stand in the breach for him, put his hands on a sinful man and a holy God, and stand in the way. And God let him see it. 4,000 years away, it was his absolute. He raised up and shook himself. Hallelujah. When a man is scared of dying, raise up and shake yourself. Look into the world and see what the vision of God is. He seen that vision. He said, I know my Redeemer liveth, and at the last days he will stand upon this earth. And I am trying, and I'm tying myself to it. Though the skin worm destroys this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself. I'm tied to it. He said, he saw it. It was a promise of God. He looked through the laws of nature, as I was telling you about the continuity of the law of nature, the continuity of the world, the continuity of God's action. Everything is in continuity. He had asked in Job 14, he said, there is hope in a tree. If it dies, the flower, if it dies, and so forth. But said, man layeth down and goeth up the grave. He wasted away. His son come to honor him. He perceived it not. Oh, then he said, if thou will hide me in the grave, hide me away and keep me in the secret place till thy wrath be past. He was scared of death. But when he foresaw being a prophet, he saw the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He screamed out, my Redeemer liveth. Watch, he called him Redeemer. Watch, I know my Redeemer liveth. And at the last day, he shall stand upon the earth. Though my skin worm destroy this body, yet in my flesh I shall see who? Praise the Lord. Though the skin worm destroy this body, I love you. I love Father Job. Like Brother Brown said, there are like 4,000 before it happened. God showed him the vision. And he was not ashamed to declare it, that he knows that his Redeemer is alive. He said, that he will come at the last day to stand upon this earth. He said, like then, though I'll be dead, this king one will I destroy this body, and I'll be in the grave. He said, yet in my flesh. Which flesh? The flesh that the skin worm has destroyed. He said, yet in my flesh, I shall see who? God. Praise the Lord. I shall not see a second person in Trinity. I shall not see another person. I shall see this Redeemer. My Redeemer is the same person as God. Praise the Lord. Whom I shall see by myself, and my eye shall behold him, and not another. Praise ye the Lord. So let's continue. So yet in my flesh I shall see God. God and Redeemer was the same thing. God and man made one. I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself. My eyes will behold, and not another. Amen. Not nobody else but the Redeemer God. That is who my eyes behold. That is who my eyes behold. He is an absolute. He is the absolute. He takes all fears out of death. He takes all fears. In Hebrew, the second chapter, the 14th and the 15th verse, watch. He took the form of man to die like one for all. He took the form of man. This Redeemer come down and was made man, so he could die. The one man for all men. Oh, how did he do it? What did God make? What did God become a man for? To pay the penalty for man. But on Easter morning, he comes forth with a key of death, hell, and the grave. Amen. God, who could die on the cross, and the grace couldn't hold him. Nothing. Hell couldn't hold him. Nothing could hold him. He arose and had the keys. He arose a conqueror because he conquered both death, hell, and grave. When he was on the earth, he conquered sickness, he conquered everything, he conquered superstition, he conquered everything that was to be conquered, and come out with death, hell, and the grave, the key, jingling at his side, and ascended on high, and gave to man, to man and come back on the day of Pentecost and handed them over to Peter, to the church. Amen. He is our household. All fears of death, because he lives, will live also. Praise ye the Lord. Now, once again, let's go to that deal at Calvary. I think I said that last Wednesday. That deal at Calvary, paragraph 56 and 57. That day at Calvary, or that day of Calvary, paragraph 56. Okay, now the greatest price that was ever paid, and the very one that could pay it, come and done it at Calvary. That's where the great price was paid. That's one of the things. God had required it. No man was worthy. No man was able. No man could do it. And God came himself and was made human and lived a human life under human desire and was crucified at Calvary. And there, when Satan thought he wouldn't do it, Satan thought he wouldn't go through it. He went through Gethsemane and every temptation any man ever stood. He went through it just like all men, but he paid the price. And that is what blacked the heart out. We lightning was like an anesthetic for an operation. When a doctor give a man an anesthetic, he first knock him out before he can do it. And when God gave the operation for the church, the world got an anesthetic. Nature had a convulsion. No wonder God in human flesh was dying. It was the power that the world had looked for. Yet many of them did not know it. Praise the Lord. We thank God for God. Of course, we know that he had all this in mind before the foundation of the world. That was why he had you in mind. He had me in mind. That was why he could come down to, for your sake and my sake, to shed his human blood for us on the cross at Calvary. Praise ye the Lord. And that's what Abraham said. Washed by his blood means to be loosed. And the losing, if the blood is perfect, the losing is what? Is perfect. Praise ye the Lord. May God help us. Let's continue. So, did I say the title? I think we all already know it. The quenching of sin and the penalty that it caused to rid sin from our lives. And the penalty was that no man could do it. No man could die for another man. Because all of us were sinners. Like I said on Wednesday, the only human being on earth then were Adam and Eve. And once they sinned, no other person could take their place. Even if there was another person, God would not have allowed somebody else to die for their sins. Rabbi told us why. He said God himself had to come down to do it. And that is why the same Father Job said, nobody can take something that is unclean, something that is clean, out of unclean. All of us were in the same shoe. We are in the same shoe. That's what the prophet David said, in seed my mother conceived me. We are all in it. Nobody could die for anybody. And that was why the only person that could die for us was the immaculate, was to come in immaculate conception. The immaculate conception that was not by sex. For God to come in that form and die for us. Praise ye the Lord. So let's continue. The quenching of sin. We continue from paragraph, I think we have to continue from paragraph 105. Paragraph 105. I will not read. I will just try to go through it, like narrating what is there. But Abraham said, after Adam and Eve were chased out of the garden, but Abraham, of course, like we said the other time, God put the cherubim and the seraphim, I mean the cherubim, rather, and the flaming sword at the gate of Eden. Because they sinned, God drove them out of the garden. And not only that, because God did not want them to partake of the tree of life. Because if they go to partake of the tree of life, indeed their sinful body, they will have what? Eternal life. And it is not possible. So God had to drive them out of the garden of Eden so that they will not partake of that eternal, that tree of life. Whom Abraham called what? Christ. Praise the Lord. And ever since then, human beings have been wandering, thinking and looking for how to get back. But that day at Calvary, Abraham said, Abraham, do not have to wander anymore. Because the will have been paid for us to go back. Praise the Lord. Now, when they were driven out, nobody was allowed to come to this garden of Eden. Then, Cain and Abel, the product of Adam and Eve, they wanted to worship God. Abraham said, they built their altar at the gates of Eden, where the cherubim and the sword were. And Cain, in his own case, how did Cain come? Cain built an altar, right altar. And Cain put, what did Cain put on his altar? Abraham said, he put beautiful fruits and big canna lilies. I don't know what canna lilies is, but that's what Abraham said. Beautiful food and big canna lilies are the ones that he placed at the altar to worship the Lord with. But Abraham said, he worshiped the Lord. He knelt down and bowed and worshiped the Lord. Like to say, Lord, I believe you. Oh God, let me try to read it. He believed God. He was not an unbeliever. Paragraph 109. Okay, paragraph 109. Notice, here comes Cain. He probably worked all years, toiled, doing everything he could to get the very biggest apple or the very biggest pumpkin and whatever he had, brought it up to the gate, built him an altar right there by the side of the gate. That in the presence of God, put all the fruits and the big color lilies and everything, and lay them on the altar correctly, and knelt down and worship God. I hope this just soak way down as it never before till you get it. See, not now. Notice, if God only required you to go to church, Cain was just as Abel was. Cain built an altar unto the Lord. You say, well, but Abraham, I don't only do that. I make a sacrifice. I pay to foreign missions. Then things are all right. Death is all right. But God requires more. Cain did that himself. He brought a sacrifice. He worshiped the Lord. He knelt down and offered praises unto the Lord and said, Lord, here am I. Here am I. I have brought you an offering. I have built an altar. Amen. In so many words, I am a member of a church. Did it eat the bottom? Look, I am a member of a church. I believe in you. It will go to the bottom now. Let it soak greedy. I am a believer in God. I have built an altar. I have brought a sacrifice. And here I am, Lord. I am worshiping you. And God turned his back on it. Are those my words? I'm reading the prophet. God turned his back on it. That's what Abraham said. Abraham talked about pastors that will greet their members, Merry Christmas. Let's leave those ones. Then Abraham said, that's what Abraham talked about, people that will take flower to the altar. The Pentecostals, the Protestants. He said they will take, even, yeah, the Protestants, they will take flowers. Buy flowers and put them at the altar. But Abraham said, that is not what God requires at the altar. He said, it is we that God wants at the altar. We are the guy that God wants at the altar. He said, it is not even your sacrifice, but you, Gangan, that God needs at the altar. Praise you, the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So, but Abraham said, except we be born again, no man, except a man be born again, he will no wise enter the kingdom. It is not the good works that we have done or anything that we will ever do. It is by receiving eternal life into our life, into our souls. Okay. Let's go to paragraph 135. Okay. Let me read. Let's start from. It's better I read it like that. All right. Okay. Paragraph 118. And so many people say, well, I belong to certain different orders. I give to Red Cross. I give to charity. I donate to churches. What about that, Brother Abraham? That is all right. But except a man be born again, he will in no wise enter the kingdom. Notice it. Those charitable things are fine. That is not God's provided way yet. Cain come in his own way, and many tonight are coming their own way. You can't even reason it. Why? Reason can't even. You reason. Your reason are not eligible. You are not eligible to reason it out. If you could reason it, it will no more be of faith. You've got to offer it by faith. Now you say, but Abraham, you mean I have to get down and get filled with the Holy Ghost and carry on like the rest of them? If you expect to be with the rest of them, you do. That's all. Yes, sir. That's all. Okay. That's why Brother Abraham said, Mary, the mother of Jesus, had to be at the upper room to receive the Holy Ghost before she can go to heaven. If Mary, let's call it like that, the mother of Jesus Christ, had to receive the Holy Ghost to go to heaven, no other human being can go to heaven without the Holy Ghost. Praise ye the Lord. That's the truth. No human being will go to heaven without receiving the Holy Ghost. That is why the new birth is very, very important for all of us to receive. Praise ye the Lord. Without the new birth, Brabra said we are lost. I didn't say Brabra said so. May God help us. Okay, Brother 1, 2, 3. Naaman had the same thing. God told the prophet, tell him, go down and dip 7 times. He said, isn't this water cleaner and better? But it was that water of Jordan. Look pretty bad sometimes. But I wish everyone here tonight will look at Calvary and what it cost God 1900 years ago, and will raise your hand, say, I will take the way with the Lord despite you. You say, I had to join with those guys that Brother Tom or some of them called Holy Ruler. Brother, I've been around the world pretty near three times. I've never seen a Holy Ruler yet. No, sir. I've seen holiness, but not Holy Ruler. That's the name the devil tagged on the church. God said, without holiness, no man shall see God. You can sweet yourself about it. That is God's way. Praise the Lord. Okay? Okay, let's continue. Something. Now you say, people that scream and shout and go on. Brother, that's what it is. Why? You say, that seems crazy to me. That is the reason you ought to be born again. When you are born again, then it won't be crazy. You will be with them. They thought the same as you did one time. That's right. That they thought the same as you did until they got into it themselves. It's a change, a conversion. Convert means to change anything. And except a man dies out to himself and say, Lord, I don't know nothing about it. Just take me in. Amen. Then God will do it. See? Now Cain said, I've laid all this down. God refused it. He made it all pretty. And maybe you think, well, I'm going to sunrise service. I've got to have a new bonnet. A girl one time was going to sing in my meeting, and she had her mother wash over the wash tub to make a living, and she had to have one of them kinkies in her hair. You know what is it, manicure, or what is it you call the thing? Heather, what is in her hair? I know that's wrong. I can't never think of what name of it. I don't know much about it. What? Somebody say Tony. Someone else says no. Permanent. Permanent in it. That is permanent in it, and that is just colored their hair. And that is what they call permanent. Permanent in it. That's what it is. And she had to have one in her hair before she could sing in the choir. And her poor old mommy washed over the washtub to make her a living. When she went and got her a permanent, and I said I wouldn't let her sing because she wasn't fit to sing when she did that to it. Right. Praise the Lord. May God help us. The deacons have the right to stop anybody that is not properly dressed to come and sing. The deacons have the right. The message permitted them to do it. And if you not do it, if the deacon will not do it, God's servants will do it. May God help us. God help us to keep the pulpit clean. Anyhow, that's right. That's what the matter with the world today in their churches. That's right. Listen, brother. I believe in an old-fashioned sacrifice experience way back yonder in bushes where you grub all, where you brought out all the roots of bitterness and stir up the ground. That's right. Plant the seed. Now, notice now, Cain, he taught the beauty. They think, well, now our church, we will build a new church. That's all right. Brabba Tabernacle, they build a new church. That is not wrong. Everything is of beauty. It is all right. If you take along with it the Lord Jesus, then if you will just get him first, he will take care of the rest of it. Praise the Lord. Let's continue. Now that is Cain. Cain brought to the altar. He worshipped at the altar. He did everything religiously he knows how to do. But God rejected his sacrifice because it was not according to God's plan and purpose, God's will. Abraham said, it is in the lineage of Satan. He thought God will accept beauty. But God is not looking for beauty. God is looking for his word. Do things by his word, not by our knowledge, not by our own idea, but are taking the word of God the way God said it. May God help us. So now, let's look at Abel. The Bible says that Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice by faith. It is by revelation that Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than that of Cain. How was his own sacrifice done? What made it different? Let's hear the prophet. Praise the Lord. Brother said, Abel, in his own case, when he used to come to the altar to offer his own sacrifice, he built his own altar right also. at the gates, where the cherubim, at the gates of Eden, where the cherubim and the flaming sword were. And what did he bring to his own altar? Brother Brown said he took a lamb and he put a grapevine on his neck and was dragging the lamb to the place of the altar. Brother Brown said the lamb probably knew what was going to happen. The lamb was bleating and crying, but yet he is forcing it, dragging it. He knows where he's taking it to. He took it to the rock. And when he took it to the rock, Rabbi said, I don't believe that they have knife that time. He took a sharp rock and he was chopping the neck. Chopping the neck. It looks so dirty or so messy. But that was what God revealed to him that God requires. God requires what? Blood. It requires a death. It requires blood. Because the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no what? Remission for sin. God revealed to Abel. Praise you, the Lord. So it is not our idea. It is not what we think. It is what the word of God says. So let's forget about your idea. Your idea is not better than my home. Let every man's word be what? Lie. Let my word be true. That's what God said. So it is the word of what God says that is important. I don't care how you do it. It might look so pretty and beautiful. If it is not according to the Urim and Thummim of the word, it is out of the line. Praise the Lord. So Abel took this lamb. He was chopping the neck. Chopping the neck, trying to get the blood out to kill the animal. And when he got to the jugular vein, I guess, the blood will splash. And the blood wet the thing, wet the animal bleating when he was doing that. Don't you even have mercy on this animal? Huh? Isn't that prayer for him to be chopping the neck? He should have mercy. Like some people say that, merciful God. Some people say that it is wrong to eat meat. It is wrong to eat vegetable. He said, you are killing a life. They said it is wrong to eat meat, not vegetable. They said they would rather eat vegetable than eat meat because you are destroying, you are killing life. But Abraham said, how unignorant they are. The vegetable you are killing, is it not a living thing? It's a life. So they had to, something has to, Abraham said, something has to die for us to live. We are living on dead substance. If you eat beef, what who died? Cow died. If you eat vegetable, the vegetable you have to cut it and kill it before you eat it. It is also a lie. So something must die before you will live. If you don't kill a lie, you can't live. That's the truth. You kill animal, you eat beef, or you eat any meat. The blood of the animal must die for it. And you go to any of the plant life, it's still the same thing. So something had to die for us to live. That is why the life was required for us to die for us to live spiritually. Praise you, the Lord. So it's not a matter of his mercy, his word. That is what God requires. So he had to kill the animal and pull the animal on the altar. Abraham said, God said, that is right. Praise you, the Lord. It's just that. Okay. Let me just see that aspect. Paragraph 143. Let's go down. Okay. Yes, paragraph 143. Notice now when Abel come to make his offering. Well, it was quite a difference when Abel come. Here comes Abel. He didn't try to find the biggest church in town to go to. He didn't try to find the finest bunch of people to associate with. Amen. He just took something that he had and common. That's all. He was a sheep herder. So he just reached over and grabbed a lamb. I suppose they didn't have any hems, in that day. So he must have gotten a grapevine and just wrapped it around his neck. But what did he speak of? They led him to Calvary. He was the lamb. Said, why was he born in a barn? Well, lambs are not born in houses. They are born in barns. And he was led to the slaughter like a lamb, and they led him away, leading him up Calvary. He was God's lamb, amen, from the foundation of the world. When I think of it, there comes Abel's little lamb, there comes God's lamb. When I think of it, my heart just turns over and over. When I think, me, a poor, unworthy, ungodly sinner, dying without God, without Christ, in the world, without hope, and in due season, Christ died in my stead, the beautiful one, and become despised and rejected, that I might be accepted in his sight, in my stead. Oh, I just can't get over it. I just can't imagine how he could do that for me. Who am I? Then you say, did he do it for you? Yes, sir. The Holy Spirit come, haunted me up one day and said, he did it for you, and I believe him. I believe him, yes, sir. I accepted it, and I find it, it was so. No matter what the people said they were fanatics, whatever they was, I believe God. And he done just what he said. I can see little Abel. Watch now, man. I can see Abel go and get this little grapevine, reach over and get a little male lamb, first from the old mother hill, wrap this vine around his neck. Here he comes, dragging him. Not much beauty to that. Is there? Pulling him up there. Then he got him up to a big rock, lying there at the east end of the gate. Now notice, Cain had probably toiled all years to make the best crop that he could, thought he could please God by that. And many people say, I'm going to quit lying. I'm going to quit stealing. I'm going to quit smoking. I will turn to a better class of people. I will get in some society. Here it is. God don't care about your turning a new page. He wants you to turn your heart to Christ and let him make you let him make out of you not what you can do. It's not by good works we are saved, but by his mercy are we bought. Praise the Lord. Not by works, lest any man should boast. For we are God's. It isn't what I am. It isn't what I do myself. It's what Christ in God has done for me and you. Now notice, beautiful time. Here he comes, dragging the little lamb, putting him along. I can imagine the little fellow falling, probably knew what was near, dragging his little feet. Perfect type of Christ, dragging the cross, God's lamb, coming down through Jerusalem, falling, weak. Here comes the little fellow, bleating along. And when he got him up to the great rock, he laid upon the rock, taking a piece of sharp rock. I don't know, guess they had no knife in those days. Laid him like that, took him by the back of his head, and pulled him up like this, took the rock and began to chop the little throat. And the rock began to beat through his throat. On the rock died the lamb, bleeding, bleating, blood splashing, his little arteries cut, and blood flying all over. His little white wool become beige red with blood. God looked down from the heaven and said, that is it. Now you got it. That is the way. The blood spewing from the little vein. What was it of the Son of God 1900-something years ago this afternoon? He was led from prison. He was took to the judgment seat, and from there to the hall of scourging. From there up, Golgotha, pull up the heels, Simon the Cyrene helping him to bear the cross, and there died on the rock of ages with his blood beat out of him, his body stripped. Hallelujah. Great big old gobs of mocking soldiers spit upon his face. And he said, if my kingdom was of the world, I will ask my Father. He will give me legions of angels that will come and fight for me. But this is not my kingdom. But thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And it will be here pretty soon. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Oh my. When Billy Sunday said one time that in every tree set an angel, said he, just pull your hands loose and point your finger. That is all you have to do. We will settle the question down here. I believe it's the truth. Caiaphas looked by and said, he saved others. Himself he cannot save. It was the greatest compliment was ever paid him. If he saved himself, he couldn't save others. So he gave his life that he could save others. Hallelujah. Amen. All we like sheep have gone astray. God laid upon him the iniquity of us all. He was led to the slaughter like a sheep. Led like a sheep, dumb before a shearer. Opened up his mouth, yet he was wounded for our transgressions. Bruise for our iniquity, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. How could you reject such matchless love to see him as he goes staggering up the hillside, poor, little, weak, frame body, bending beneath the load? I think of the poet when he sat there that day, he caught a glimpse of it, and he wrote, mid-rendering rock and darkening skies, my Savior bowed his head and died. He opened the open veil, revealed the way to heaven's joy and endless day. What a Savior, oh my! How could I reject such matchless love for one who would do that for me and you? I trust tonight, my brother, sister, that you will come. God, that was God's provided way. That's the way for you. That's the only one who can have anything to do with you. That's the one that God that took your place. That's the one that stands tonight, a resurrected Redeemer, standing at the right hand of the Father tonight. See you begging and pleading for every sinner that is in this building to come to him. I trust that you will. I trust that you won't let this pass, this Easter pass. Praise ye the Lord. Brother Brown talk a story as we try to close at the end of this sermon about blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus, we all know the story. He was a blind man. Rabban said he had a little boy of about 12 to 14 years. And also is married with wife. One day, he said he also had two turtle doves that normally it takes a long to wear in bags. These two turtle doves, what did they do? When he gets to wear in bags, these two turtle doves will be tumbling over each other, making some play so that the people that pass by will entertain them, and they will give him a coin. That's the way he goes there, stay there to beg for money. And he doesn't go on his own. He has a lamb who normally leads him to where he begs. And Brabham said, like they do have today, dog leading blind men. Said they used to have lamb in those days. They train lamb to lead blind people to wherever they want to go. So blind Bartimaeus had this lamb that normally lead him, guide him as he moves along the road. So one day, Brabham said he was told that his daughter was healed, and She is almost dying. Rabbi says she prayed, said, "Oh God, if you will just heal my daughter, I will offer my total dose to you to for sacrifice." I said, God healed his daughter. Then he took these two turtle doves that he used in getting few coins. He went and offered it to the Lord in sacrifice. So the time came, along the line, the wife was also sick. When the wife got sick and he was near death, they told Brother Bartimaeus that your wife is dying. And Brother Bartimaeus, he doesn't know any other thing to do than to pray. He also went somewhere, he went to the field, find his way at the back of the house, went to the field to pray. He said, "Oh Jehovah, if you just heal my wife, I will offer this my lamb that normally guides me, I will offer it to you in sacrifice." Praise the Lord. God answered his prayer. God healed his wife. So he was on his way taking this lamb to the temple to offer for his sacrifice. When the priest saw, he said, "Blind Bartimaeus, where are you going?" He said, "I want to go and offer this lamb to the Lord for healing my wife." He said, "What? That lamb is your eyes, Blind Bartimaeus. You can't offer that lamb. If you offer that lamb, how will you be walking to where you normally beg?" He said, "Priest," he said, "no, look, this is what I will do. I will give you some money to go and buy another lamb that you offer to the Lord for sacrifice." Brother Bartimaeus said, "Good old priest, I never promised God a lamb. I promised God this lamb to offer unto God to a sacrifice for killing my wife." He said, "Then how will you do it? How will you be moving around?" He said, "God will provide a lamb for Blind Bartimaeus' eyes." Praise the Lord. So Brother Bartimaeus, according as he has promised the Lord, Rabbi said, Brother thought that if you make a promise to the Lord, he said, we should keep our promise. May God help us. There's no time. We have said the story about the prophet, but there's no time. Let's leave that. So Blind Bartimaeus offered this lamb to the Lord. He has no turtle dove to make jibbies for people to give him coins anymore. He has no lamb to guide him to where he goes to make money or to get some coins. So one day, he just had to find his way. No, it was a cold day. He found his way to where, just find a way anyhow to where he normally begs. And all of a sudden, he started hearing noise. "Hey, this, you that hear this, come and raise the dead. You that..." He said, "Excuse me, what is happening here?" Somebody just pushed him down. "Go away, leave this way." But Baba said he took a Christian sister. Praise you, the Lord. Christian people are nice people. They are not rough people. Oh, like you, like Brother Abraham said in that sermon, pressure. What did you call it? How did you title the sermon? Letting off the pressure. How people ask, react to people's questions. But the Brother Abraham, even Brother Abraham's question, how they mislead him up and down because they were pressured up. So Christians are not, they are not acting, because they Christians have somebody that what, that take their pressure off. May God help us. So this good sister, she said, "Oh, you don't know what is happening." He said, "It is Jesus of Nazareth, the prophet of Galilee, that is passing by." Oh, then Blind Bartimaeus remembered all that his mother has taught him about. And he said, "Oh, is that him?" Then he started crying, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." The people said, he's far away. He has gone a little far. He will not hear you. "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." Brother Brown said in the sermon that it was not the cry of Blind Bartimaeus. No, in some other sermon he said he had it, but said in another place that it was not the cry of Blind Bartimaeus that Jesus had, but the faith of Blind Bartimaeus. Praise you, the Lord. Jesus is also passing by here. We have to cry to him like Blind Bartimaeus. "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." It is Like Brassard used to say, and that's what Brassard taught us, God does not turn his deaf ears to somebody crying for mercy. May God have mercy on us. God, brethren, God is still hearing prayers. God still answers prayers. That one I'm 100% sure about. God still answers prayers. Even sometimes, when you don't know what you are praying about, and are just praying, God is answering your prayers. It is the Spirit that is leading you to make those prayers, and God that is hearing that you are praying to. You see, oh my, may God help us. I came to a point now that I know that it is not so much of what we say by our mouth, but what our heart is pleading and crying to God for. God hears prayers, brethren. Praise the Lord. I don't want to say a testimony, but because the time has gone. God hears prayers. God answers prayers. If we cry unto God in the real sense of crying to God, God is not a wicked man that he doesn't leave anybody. He doesn't forsake anybody. He said, whosoever come unto me, I will not watch the word cast out. That same Jesus is still alive to you today. He is not dead. Like I said the other time, people bringing flowers to the altar. Our God is not dead. This is not a graveyard where they put wreaths of flower. This is a place where we can meet with the Lord Jesus Christ. If you cry for mercy truly from your heart, not from your lips, oh, God is there to answer you. Praise the Lord. That there is no doubt about that. There is no single doubt about that. God hears and answers prayers. You see, Brother said, God is, he says, he is, and he still feels with the Holy Ghost. That I believe 100%. But it only depends on us how we cry to him. Like we heard Baba read it your time. That there is no need of all waiting again for the Holy Ghost. They had to wait at the upper room. But now the Holy Ghost is here. The Holy Ghost is in this room. The Lord Jesus Christ himself is here with us. Because he said, where two or three are gathered in his name, there he will be in their midst. He is here with us, brethren. Our God is not a liar. He's not all that he promised and he said, they are not fables. Oh my, may God help us. Our God answers prayer. Pray from your heart to God. Cry unto God. Call upon his name. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He's not the son of David to us. It's Jesus. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. May God help us. Why we bow down our heads? Can you give us the cord of the whole rugged cross? Just the cord. Let's call upon the name of the Lord. Remember, you cannot pray too much. brethren, the world is going to our end. The whole world is fighting against Israel now. Almost the whole world fighting against Israel. And we know what that means. We see prophecies fulfilled. Prophecy coming to pass. The world is winding up. May God help us to be conscious of the time in which we are. There is time no longer. Oh, may God help us. It's no more time to play church. It's no more time to think that all that you need to do is just come to church. That is all. That is more than what God requires. It is not coming to church that God requires. Coming to church is good and right. But you've got to be with the person of eternal life, the Lord Jesus Christ. In the forgiveness of your sins and Him filling your soul with His Spirit, you've got to come in contact with Him. Otherwise, we are lost. May God help us. May God have mercy on us. It is not a play as the other time. There is no time to play. There is no time to loiter about anymore. The end is here, brethren. And I'm crying in the name of the Lord to you that the end is here. Why don't we cry unto the Lord? If you want to come in, this is the time to come in before it is too late. The flashing red light of His soon coming. We have seen those flashing red lights. We have seen it. We see it everywhere. No more time. Why don't you cry unto Him? In church and at home, cry unto Him seriously, because the time is no more. If you want to be remembered in prayer, why don't you raise up your hand to the Lord while His servant will commit us to God in prayer. God bless you, sir.
Father, we want to thank you for this privilege again that you are giving us to sit and hear your word. But your prophet said that you will use the moon or the sun or the stars to preach the gospel. But this is the way you have ordained it. When you are passing through prophet Moses to speak to your people in the wilderness, they got tired of him one time. At the moment, and you requested that the people should gather together to hear from you directly, and they could not stand your presence. Lord, from that day, representing the rest of everyone in the universe, they said that, don't speak to us directly, let Moses speak, we will listen to him. From that time, you have been using man to speak to man. That is your provided way. We have had the word again today. We have had it again this evening. But Paul said, it pleased you, and through the foolishness of preaching, to save those that believe. And your prophet said that we preach salvation to everyone as if it is for everyone. He said, but we know that all cannot be saved. He said, healing the same way. Lord, we pray that none of us will be eluded from your program. When we hear your word, may your Spirit give unto us divine revelation, divine touch, to be able to know when you are speaking to us, to be able to recognize our needs, and to be able to cry out when we need to cry out. Your prophet said that the child that cries most receive the most attention. May you be gracious unto us. May we never keep quiet where we ought to cry. Help our unbelief. Every slothful spirit, take them out of our life. There is time for everything that you have allotted. There's a time to cry, and there's a time to laugh. When we ought to cry, may we cry, so that we can laugh when we need to, when we ought to laugh. Help us, dear Father. Your word that we have had today, may your spirit water them in our hearts. As we meditate on them, we pray, dear God, that the impact of them will be seen in the life of every one of us. Grant it, dear Father. As many as are not yet in the body, which your prophet said that the main reason why we come to church is to check up with us all salvation. Lord, sometimes some are taken up by other things, discussions, meeting with friends, maybe come to make requests of personal need from one to another and the rest of it. We, they are not sinful perhaps, but the main reason why we come to church is to check up with us for salvation. When we hear your word, may you be gracious to us, that we understand it, that we catch the revelation of it, that we have impact in our life. Help us not to be forgetful hearers. The things that we have had today, if we don't make use of them, it will require from us at that day. When these things will come back to our hearing, may we not reap a check of damnation. May they be, O God, a source of testimony that when we had your word, this was what it accomplished in our life. Grant it, Heavenly Father. We pray you bless us, servant of your use. Lift up the one of his ministry. Recall him and prepare him for other assignments ahead of him. All that you have done for us today, may your spirit continue to water them in our life. This is a new week that your grace has started with us, Lord, through hearing your word. We pray, Father, that throughout the week, may we enjoy your presence. May we constantly stay in your presence. Help us in the studying of your word. Help us in our prayer life. Help us in serving you in every capacity that you have given unto us the privilege. In the time of coming to church, may we not stay away from church also. Keep us in good health this week. Meet with all our needs. Order our footsteps. Protect everyone that travels. Be with students as they go to school. Grant them retentive memory. Grant them wisdom and understanding. Be with workers as they go to their places of work. May they be diligent, their own Father. May they be good ambassadors and good representatives of Christianity, O Father. Lord, we pray, O God of heaven, that you be with business people, that you prosper them, Lord. Rebuild deliverance from your children, dear Lord. We pray, Master God, that all that we put our hands upon, may we prosper in them. Those who have traveled, may you watch over them. May you give them a good health. May you be with them in all their undertakings, so that the next time we will see ourselves, they will be able to have testimonies of your goodness and mercies. Thank you, eternal Father. Everyone you have used today, one way or the other, Lord, to make the blessings of today possible, we ask that you bless them in return. May you reward your children, dear Father. Thank you, King of Glory. The services of this week is your hand on Wednesday. Bring us in our numbers. Send your blessings again. Bless the table we play on Friday. Lord, on Sunday, O God, when we expect one of your servants, we pray your grant and join your mercies. Make him a great channel of blessing unto us, and make us a channel of blessing unto him also. Lord, the funeral at some quarter of your servant's departed wife, we pray you grant join your mercies to as many as will be there, and we pray that the occasion will be a success. Thank you, gracious Lord. We ask you be his strength, and the children also, and be their comfort, and help them in time like this. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. As we go back to our homes, you brought us safely. May you take us back home safely. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. The Lord bless you. We are grateful unto the Lord for the services of today, and we trust that the Lord will also bring us on Wednesday for the midweek service, and then those who will be going to Sunport on Friday, the Lord go with them. Diggins, are there responses? No responses. Very terrible. Let me ask this question. Did anyone call Brawale since we put it on the group? 1, 2, 3. And I know, yes. I'm just looking at the audience. So let 3 people from this audience like this. May God be merciful unto us. So you think we put those things on the group for decoration? You have not fulfilled the scripture. You have not fulfilled the scripture. He said, rejoice with them that rejoice, and weep with them that weep. You have not fulfilled the scripture. It's very, very, that's a very terrible report. May God be merciful unto us. Let's prepare ourselves before weekend, because we're having a minister who is also not from Nigeria, who will be ministering to us on Sunday. Sunday. So let's prepare ourselves both spiritually and also financially. In other words, you bring extra. When you are coming for the extra blessing that you are expecting. May the Lord be our head. 299. Yes, I want them to, because sometimes you will have finished playing and it is not here. So that's why I want to. 299. Don't start playing yet. Oh my man. You finish playing, the thing will not be there. And I think the time has come we have to do something about the thing. Whether it is our hand or it is the system, something must happen to make this thing faster. Okay, you can play now.